looking at Stonehenge in America, what jumps out at me is basically her strength and her power.
It is the firm stance full of immense feeling and control of the situation, which is the dominant motif of the work.
She's just defeated this animal, and yet she's still poised to defend herself even more if something else comes her way.
My name is Evan H. Turner, and I am the retired director of the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
My name is Kate Brockman, and I am a figurative bronze sculptor in Philadelphia.
John J. Boyle was trained in the European method, in which working with classical sculptures was of prime importance, helping the student to achieve a better understanding of human anatomy.
Looking mostly at the woman, when you take into consideration the difference in different materials, to be able to transfer that into clay, and ultimately bronze, is very difficult, and also to make differences between what is material and what is flesh and what is hair.
Well, if you look at the clothing, you'll see that it's basically just animal skins, and there isn't really any embellishment. But in any kind of instance of a tribal community, you'd have beadwork or quill work or designs that would be particular to a tribe. So it's really kind of a fictional character being represented there.
The artist had a quite romantic attitude towards Native Americans.
This is Hakeyevi Edgar Heap of Birds. I'm a contemporary artist and professor at the University of Oklahoma in Native American Studies. This sculpture was installed in 1887, and ironically, it was also the same year as the Dawes Act, which was very instrumental in breaking up Native American reservations in this country.
These were the years that federal actions deprived these people of so many of their rights.
If you look closely, you'll see a bear cub at the feet of the woman, of the Native woman. But in effect, you have to look at her threats being governmental, military. You know, the least of her worry would be a bear. You know, they would really be the political actions that go on.
That this was a society, a way of life that was fast changing or even disappearing, fascinated Boyle.
It's kind of a backward-looking moment in American history. Certainly, it was a time when there weren't many voices from Native people that were really speaking loudly in the arts or even in culture and history.